Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It's at 97.3 Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, we've had a busy morning already today, haven't we?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh my goodness. I can hear your whole room.
What does that mean?
You sound like you're in a cave, but I can hear you perfectly.
Am I echoing now?
Now, nope. That's better the other way.
I think if you just turn your gain down a little bit from your... Are you on the Lucy?
Yeah. I'm on the Lucy, but I didn't bring the mic. I didn't know it wasn't here, actually. Hold on.
All right. Lucy. Maybe it is there, but did you look in the junk drawer?
For the mic?
Is that where everything is? The first place I look for anything. Wait, let me look
in the junk drawer. Not there. How's this? Is this any better?
No, it's the same. You sound fine. You sound totally fine.
Okay.
Anyway,
I wonder if you bring your phone closer to your face. Is it?
How about now?
He's talking through that little thing.
Yeah, I'm wondering which mic is going through. That's all.
Oh, let's hear. You know, put it up next to your mouth, Vinny.
Yeah, it's
this thing.
Yeah, it's that exactly.
So
if you talk directly into that and turn your gain down just a little bit, but you have to keep the mic there, which is the hard part.
Well, I can tape it to my face. Hold on 1 second.
That's a great idea.
Don't.
All right,
tape it
here
to
we go.
Oh God, I can't walk away. The phone is
right
attached.
Nicole, you can ride his gain as well.
Hold on.
Yeah, take him way down.
Yeah, I will. No worries.
Yeah. He sounds for the tape.
Considerably pretty good.
No, he sounds fine considering he's going over a phone. This is called voice over internet technology. Everybody. Mm,
that's not right.
That's not what it is.
Oh no, that's right. I was just.
I think that's it. I don't
my
know. That's what I heard.
Right now.
Ring Central.
Is this okay?
Oh my God.
That sounds much better already. Mm-hmm.
I taped it to my face. Can you see this?
That is perfection.
We have our clip of the day.
It's perfect.
We certainly do.
Oh, we don't. I didn't even hit record. Damn it.
Oh. Foiled again.
So, good morning, everyone. How are you guys?
Oh, you sound so good.
Oh, my God. You sound amazing.
He does, right?
That is actually amazing. He can even drink his coffee.
But for the record... I actually taped this to my face, everyone. So if you're listening and you're familiar with those headphones and they've got that little
The earbuds with the inline microphone, right?
Well, I had to tape the microphone to my face, but it's working, so that's great. Because this has
they should look into that at Apple, I'll tell you.
Oh yeah, this has been a ridiculous morning. So if you're wondering why we're going through all this, I woke up this morning and my power was turned off. Due to a wind event.
Yes.
But we weren't warned. So I don't know if you guys got warning, but I got no warning.
I'm wondering if just a line came down. Did they? Was it an official? Did you check? Is it an official power up?
No, I
woke
up.
The wind has been insanity everywhere.
Right. No, I understand that part, but I assume they turned us off. You're right, though. It very well could have been knocked out. But I woke up to no power and went, I'm not ready at all to go.
At all?
I didn't do any, oh my God, what? So I scrambled and I got everything that I could think of together and split for my apartment. But upon arrival, I realized the mic. I don't have the mic.
That is a crucial part. But I
and I didn't realize it until I started putting this little temp
setup
broadcast area together and went, oh my God. I don't have the mic. What? The one? Okay, well, whatever. That's the best I could do in under the circumstances. If this works, I'll stick with it. If it doesn't, I can get home and back in 30 minutes. So whatever you guys want
to
do.
You have to unscrew your mic off your arm at home and all that, right? So pain in the ass.
No. There's
a little separate mic.
There's a separate rig for this that I... just didn't take.
Oh, I see. You brought the NX. Is that what it is?
No, no. He's talking about, he's just got a separate mic and a little, do you have like a little holder? Do you have Ethernet there? So, could you have brought that unit that they gave you?
Oh, yeah.
What I was thinking was you should have that little box that Brian gave you all set up with the headset in there, the headset and the NX unit. And if you could plug in an Ethernet cable, you'd have an on-the-go little rig right there.
Yeah, you're right. I could have done that. I could have, you know.
Yeah.
Had I been warned,
right.
I would have thought, okay, I'll bring all these things and I'll have a great broadcast.
I really did. It's quite unfair.
Like, oh, my God.
It's very unfair that they didn't give you any warning because, truly, that is really not our best time of thinking, 4 a.m. It's like you the coffee hasn't begun to soak in. Your little brain sponge isn't all caffeinated.
No, and furthermore, so for my weekend, I don't know what you guys did. I spent most of the weekend sanding down the wall.
Oh.
You know, the one behind
Oh, I really wish I could have seen that. Boy.
So, the room's a disaster to begin with.
Oh, no.
I mean, we got it back together, so it was like, but it was at late last night as we were putting trying to clean and get the sawdust out of there. And
yeah.
I don't even know where the mic is at the moment. Like,
somewhere.
Everything got moved or covered as we did all the work.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
So anyway, that's, there's me. I'm out of power and at a new location. How are you guys? Yeah.
Things are going much more smoothly here. I'll say that. This weekend was it's a bust like all the weekends. Nothing happened. We went nowhere. We saw no one. It was, you know, what about you guys? I did a little gardening. That was it.
Ton of yard work.
Oh, yeah. You were like rebuilding a fence and stuff.
Yeah, it's just a leaning fence, you know. I'm cheap, so I didn't want to get a new fence or, you know, so I basically
propped it up
and then I had to do a new, new posts. So I dug some holes
and concrete
and, you know, the 4x4s. So that's fun. That was the entire weekend for me.
Yeah.
But
it was,
I mean, it was like 2 days worth, but,
it getting blown over as we speak? Have you looked since?
Oh, I did look. God. No, my backyard is a mess, but my fence is still standing upright. So I'm happy about that. Dude, like, I have those canopies, man. They're upside down and mangled. It's, like, all over the place. I came out at 1 a.m. because something – I have one of those sails, you know, to give shade.
Yeah,
you have that, too. And I guess one of them snapped off, so it was clank, 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 clank all over against the side of my house. So at 1 a.m, I came out and I tried to fix that because it was just so loud.
Oh,
but I gave up because I was getting slapped in the face by all kinds of stuff going on. I was like, forget it. I'm just going to leave that. So it's still clanking out there, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, boy. That is that's a window breaker right there.
Yeah.
When I was leaving the house this morning, I not only did I leave without a few of the things I needed, but I also set the alarm off.
Of course.
So that was awesome.
Nice to know that's still working, even though there's no power.
So then Christina comes running down and goes, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I thought the alarm, I didn't know. So then she's like, it's okay. I didn't sleep at all anyway. And I'm like, what? Why? And she goes, you don't hear what's happening here? It's really noisy. Mm-hmm. It's super gusty, pretty sketchy. I don't know how many people have to get on the road this morning, but I swear to you, I know, how do I word this? I ran over branches out on Highway 17. Mm-hmm. I know trees that are like smaller than those branches. Like,
oh my God.
They were gigantic. It was like clunk, clunk, clunk.
Trash flying around everywhere.
Trash, yeah.
Ran into trash, ran into a lot of trash.
Oh boy.
Hitting me. So it was like, everybody was going like 60 or below on the freeway.
Oh, it's my garbage day. I'm sure it's all over the street.
Oh, my God. You know, I don't even want to know. I just, that yard, I've listened. I can't wait to get out there and assess the damage.
Your cats are inside, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want them to blow away.
No. We have a whole system with the cats. They're never going to be out, between twilight and dawn. They get to go out at 8 a.m. when the sun is fully up.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I don't want them to get eaten, you know.
Right.
That's that's terrifying for a cat. For anyone, really. No one wants to get eaten. Army! No one wants to be eaten! Got a story about him.
That guy. That is terrible, huh?
Oh, my God. There's a new video that just leaked, too. It's great.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah. It's just, it's too much. Did I send you that one, the Miss Cayman one?
You sent me two more that I haven't looked at yet.
Okay, yeah.
I saw that one over the weekend.
It's a good one. Solid.
Yeah.
Solid. It's very fun.
I haven't seen any of that, so I'm interested.
Well,
I
he's feel a cannibal. But he doesn't eat the girl. He doesn't, you know, she's fully available for him.
But ultimately, this is just this dude's good idea of a good time, right? He's not actually...
We don't know. I really don't think the chick is on all fours in your bed if you're not about to avail yourself of her. And also, there's some drug stuff on there. This was a personal, we'll get into it, but it's a personal Instagram or Twitter. It's like, you know, a secret one.
Yeah, it's a private one.
Private. I'm not sure if it's Instagram or Twitter. I think it's Instagram. Actually. And so only his friends have access to it. And one of them is less friendly than they used to be, I guess, because it got leaked. Which is, it's...
Yeah. You know, anyway. One of the things I've been watching, I watched a couple things over the weekend, but one of them, I'm on part two of the Tiger Woods story.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Tiger Woods story is, from the beginning, how I thought it was, which is his dad turned him into a golf robot.
Right.
He was able to compartmentalize everything in his life and focus entirely on golf. When he was on the course, right. No matter what.
Yeah.
And they even talk about certain things that his dad would do. Like Tiger was, as a boy, would be on the tee and his dad would be mumbling and saying crap in the background. And another guy with them would go, you know, hey, he's about to hit. And Tiger's dad would be like, don't you know what I'm doing? I'm getting him ready for the pros when he's going to be dealing with all kinds of distraction and noise. Oh. And they're like, oh, Jesus. You know, like this training happened starting from very young to turn him into who he became. But I just I just started part two. And they're now at the point where where he's discovered what his fame can also bring him besides lack of privacy is tons of ladies' attention.
Right.
And apparently he really enjoyed his Vegas trips.
You know, one thing I was reading about that documentary is people are surprised by how loyal his ex-caddy and his mistress, the first one, I think it's Rachel, you could tell, how loyal they are to him even after all of this. Did you notice that or is it?
I did notice the story from the caddy seemed pretty straight, like, you know,
just the fact
their experiences were work experiences and he didn't appear to be spilling tea, as they say. So right. I didn't get that from him. She sits down and the first thing you do or notice is that her lips are not normal.
You can't look away. It's like it's like those wax lips.
Yep. So she's obviously, you know, busy at the doctor's office, but she liked him from what I can tell. They really, you know.
Well, she thought she was his girlfriend.
Right.
His only girlfriend. You know, I'm sure as horrified as we all were, as the horror board got longer and longer, she was also quite perturbed. She thought she was the one and only.
Right. So anyway, that was interesting watching was sort of the Tiger thing. The other thing I watched, by the way, is something called Flight Attendant. Have you guys seen that yet?
I've watched I watched right up until the blood bed. Like the first 5 minutes, and we didn't go back. But it's on our list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, for me, she drinks way too much and gave me a bad drinking dream, so I'm out. But it seems pretty good. Like
I was so like, oh, by the first 5 minutes of it, you know, where she meets that guy, she's a flight attendant, does this guy on a plane, and then it shows their crazy night, like in little blips. Then she wakes up and then the show starts.
That sounds fun.
It looks fun too, but I can absolutely see where Vinny would not be able to enjoy that the same way other people might.
Well, no, I think that I was fine for the first couple up. By the third episode, I mean, she's clearly, I don't know if she's going to, you know, crash and burn and then have to get it together and we're going to watch that side of the story or what. But right now, it wasn't conscious. I didn't go like, oh, she drinks too much. I just was watching it, went to bed, and woke up from a really vivid dream where I'd completely thrown everything away and then was like, wow, that show is not good for me. I quit.
Yeah. So. All right, listen, on that note, we're already, I just realized note. Because we started late, we're a little late. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. More to come. Hang out. It's going to be fun.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.